Bernstein, head of the Center for Development and Enterprise. Big launch for you this evening, Ann Bernstein. The growth agenda. Just take us through this seemingly unassailable task of getting growth into a stuttering, staggering economy.
Well, Bruce, we've been working for 2 years to develop 5 priority areas to get back to growth. And that's what we launched this evening with 7 documents at a sort of packed event with a lot of business people and senior government and business leaders and civil society people. And we're really hoping to start a debate about the specifics of growth and, very importantly, how we get higher growth but job-rich growth, which is absolutely vital if it's to deal with the crisis of unemployment.
I mean, through the mid 2000s, 2004, 2005 and 6, we had great growth in South Africa. We had 5% growth. The unemployment rate stuck stubbornly at 25%. It's still there or thereabouts. We absolutely need this. What everybody's talking to about inclusive growth, Ann Bernstein, those are the watchwords right now.
Well, we're saying if you want to have what we think is inclusive growth, you have to have a different growth path. We need to get high growth, but we need to open a window in our economy for low-skill manufacturing. And we make very specific proposals about that. We also have to, of course, fix our skills in this country, particularly vocational education and training, as well as basic education. And we need to move away from an environment where we're just not going to get growth if the government is anti-business. So we had a lot to say tonight. I hope that you'll invite me back so I can give you a lot more information about this.
And this is your big launch night. We will chat to you further. Let's get you back on. Because, I mean, your point about being you can't be pro-growth and anti-business, and this is the realization I think government has come to after Nenegate. And Davos was a great catalyst for the conversation between business and certainly the National Treasury. But it needs to go deeper than that. And that goes into the structure of government and who's in charge of the economy ultimately. We've got Ebrahim Patel, we've got Rob Davies, we've got Pravin Gordhan. They seem to be pulling in different directions. And quite controversial, I'm going to leave it on this point. You talk about needing jobs for the labor force we do have, not the labor force we would like to have. And it goes all the way back to Kosatu's call a couple of years ago for decent jobs. And these are controversial and difficult subjects, Ann Bernstein.
Well, I think that's the role of an independent policy think tank like ours. We need to put those issues on the table. We need to put the facts and figures on, and we're willing to debate anybody on the way forward for the country. But if we keep avoiding the tough issues, we will allow vested interests to trump national interests.
Don't say Trump. Ann Bernstein. Trump with a small T. Ann Bernstein, let's get you back on. It's been a very busy evening for you, the head of the Center for Development and Enterprise. You wanted to get the debate going. Let's get the debate going. Let's help that debate get moving. Executive Director at the Center for Enterprise and Development. And it is business. Business putting a stake in the ground and saying, we need to get this conversation going. Pravin Gordhan, we know, is open to it. But just does it permeate? Does it percolate any deeper than that? That's the concern from the side of business. So people like Laurie Dipper and Fani TT and Ann Bernstein, of course, whose voice you've just heard, pulling together and saying, here are the big growth agenda issues. Let's talk about it again. Tara Penny now with Eyewitness News, just gone up by 7.
Thanks, Bruce. Good evening. The ANC's National Disciplinary Committee has found Western Cape Provincial Secretary Faiz Jacobs guilty of assaulting a former ANC researcher, but his sanction has been suspended. The brawl took place at the ANC's provincial office in Cape Town in November. Acting NDC chairperson Susan Shabangu says an 18-month suspension has been suspended for 3 years because Jacobs regretted his actions and is capable of being rehabilitated. Former ANC Deputy Secretary General Cheryl Carolus has urged members of the public and members of the ruling party to ensure poor leadership is eliminated from the organization. Carolus is part of a group of civil society leaders who've launched a campaign for the removal of President Jacob Zuma. The campaign will see a number of social dialogues taking place this month before finalizing a concrete plan of action for new leadership. She says she's appealing to ANC members specifically because the degeneration of the ruling party happened under their watch.
It has happened on our watch, and we as ANC people have to fix it. And we have to liberate ourselves from this culture of silence, because I have no doubt that most people in the ANC are decent, hardworking, patriotic people who know what is right and what is wrong.
The Independent Electoral Commission has welcomed President Jacob Zuma's announcement that elections will be held on Wednesday, the 3rd of August. The IEC says the date falls within the constitutionally mandated window to host polls. The IEC is urging South Africans who've not yet registered to do so this weekend. CEO Mosotho Moyepia.
The Electoral Commission is appealing to all eligible voters to make use of the final opportunity to register and to update their registration and address details at their voting stations this weekend.
And Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel has admitted last month's attacks in Brussels signaled a security failure, but he's rejected the notion that his country is a failed state. A total of 32 people died in the suicide blasts carried out by ISIS at Brussels airport and a metro station. The carnage came just 4 days after the sole surviving suspect in the Paris attacks, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested in Brussels, just around the corner from his family home, after 4 months on the run as Europe's most wanted man. A cloudy day in store for Gauteng with isolated thundershowers. Overnight low.